I spent years of my life battling insecurity and comparing myself to others. My heart was sick with envy. Welcome to session 5 of Arise and Shine's devotional. Today we are talking about the destruction of comparison, envy, and pride. Before we get to that, let's first look at today's piece of armor. In Ephesians 6, as warriors, we are told to put on peace. It says, "For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news," meaning the gospel, "so that you will be fully prepared." Prepared for what? To carry out the commission we were given by Jesus to bring the good news to the ends of the earth. Jesus is the gospel. He is the good news. And these shoes for our feet will help us carry his kingdom every place we step as we live out our God-given purpose. You know, we have the same commission that Jesus' first disciples had. We also have the same lessons to learn. In Luke 22, we read about how the disciples were arguing over who was the greatest among them. Jesus corrected them and he addressed their ugly. This is what he said. This is Luke 22, 24 through 27. He said, "The kings and the men of authority in this world rule oppressively over their subjects, claiming that they do it for the good of the people. They are obsessed with how others see them, but this is not your calling. You will lead by a different model. The greatest one among you will live as one called to serve others without honor. The greatest honor and authority is reserved for the one who has a servant heart. The leaders who are served are the most important in your eyes, but in the kingdom, it is the servants who lead. Am I not with you as one who serves?" You know, when this commission to share the good news becomes about us and not Jesus, there will be no peace. What we'll have instead is disunity, self-promotion, comparison, envy, insecurity, gossip. I could go on. But at the root of all of these is pride. Guys, I spent years of my life battling insecurity and comparing myself to others. My heart was sick with envy. There was a whole lot of ugly going on in there. The Lord put me in a crucible in like 2007, and I was in there until like 2014. It does not need to take that long. I'm going to share more on that testimony in a later devotion, but right now I want to fast forward to the winter of 2022. I had been really free from the torment of jealousy and comparison, but I knew pride was hanging around in there, and I was still insecure in areas of my life. And I can tell you for certain that insecurity will always walk hand in hand with pride. Pride is the reason that Satan got his butt kicked out of heaven. He doesn't like that God is more powerful and majestic than he is. Satan is insecure and well acquainted with pride. Pride is our enemy, and we must see it that way. But you guys, if we didn't know better, we'd think that those of us who were prideful had the most confidence. That's just not the case. You know, John Bevere said this, I quote, "If we succumb to the pressure of comparison, we highlight our shortcomings and in turn will self-promote or self-protect. And it all begins in our motives and intentions," unquote. Guys, Satan is no dummy. He knows how this works and he plays right into it for his advantage. If he can get us focused on us, proving our worth, our eyes are on ourselves, not Jesus, and our call will suffer because of pride's influence. With that said, back to the winter of 2022, while I was on my short 2-mile drive to work, a resolve rose up within me. And as I pulled into work, I parked my car and I said out loud, "Pride, you're gonna die." I know, it was like so weird. It was so weird. It honestly just kind of rose up out of nowhere. But you guys, probably like a week or so later, I had been up earlier than the rest of my family. It was like a Saturday morning. Also weird for me. You're most likely to find me up at 3 a.m. having not gone to bed yet. But I went downstairs to the living room and I took advantage of the quiet and just to have just some worship and prayer time. And in that time, I remembered that moment in the car with pride. A bold prayer was stirring, but I was nervous. I have a history with God holding me accountable to the things that I pray. And so I paced back and forth across that living room, just reminding myself that God was good to me and I could trust him with this bold prayer. Suddenly, I heard someone coming down the stairs, and I felt like it was now or never. And so I opened my mouth and I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, at all costs, kill pride in me. I didn't want pride to have any way in me. I hated it. And you guys, God did hold me accountable to that prayer. I have to tell you, the next couple months were the most challenging and grieving months of my life. But I am not the same person now that I was before that prayer. God didn't somehow create something bad to teach me a lesson. That's not the God that we serve. Those things that I walked through were already there. I just wasn't aware of them yet. And guys, that testimony is a bit too much to share here. You can read it in chapter 5 of my book. But the point I want to make here is that pride is destructive, and it will absolutely keep us from the fulfillment of God's purpose in our lives. You know, God warned us about pride, and he gave us instruction in James 4, 6 through 7. I'm going to read that to you. It says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Scripture makes it clear that pride is from the devil. I'm not talking about being proud of ourselves for getting a promotion at work or graduating with the degree that we worked hard for. It's important to celebrate our accomplishments. C.S. Lewis said, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less, unquote. It's like walking into a room and saying, there you are, instead of here I am. Humility is not a lack of confidence. It's being so sure of your identity as a child of God that you have nothing to prove. Bill Johnson said, I quote, anyone who discovers who God made them to be will never want to be anyone else, unquote. I pray that before our eyes are tempted to be drawn toward others, that the certainty of God's unique love for us and unique call for us would be like two guards standing at our hearts, slaying the tempters of comparison. You know, in Ephesians 2:10, we are told that we are God's masterpiece, that he has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the things he planned for us long ago. Think of a masterpiece of art. There's only one original, right? That's why the original is so valuable. Imagine that a piece of art was gifted to you, but you were completely ignorant to its value. Maybe it was like one of those paintings that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars that look like they were painted by a preschooler. Like, I don't get it. Anyway, let's say the painting doesn't really fit with like the theme or vibe you've got going on. So you just store it in your basement. Like, thanks for the gift, but I'm not feeling it. But then one day, someone visits you and they ask to go into your dark, cold basement. Well, this person happens to be an expert of masterpieces, and you receive some good news. You find out that the gift that was given to you years and years ago was worth $400 million. So now this gift that didn't really feel like it fit, it was actually like the very thing that would change your life forever. Guys, the good news of Jesus did exactly that. You are his masterpiece, and the blood of Jesus cleanses you. It doesn't matter what your parents see in you or have said about you. It doesn't matter what your sister or brother did or said about you, or your ex-boyfriend, coworker, or the friend who betrayed you. What matters is what your creator says about you. God created you a masterpiece. He loves you, he adores you, and he rejoices over you. You were created by the master's hand with intention and great purpose. You are an original. You cannot be duplicated, nor can you duplicate another for an equal value. Never compare yourself or your life with anyone else. Can you imagine grabbing a paintbrush, attempting to turn the Mona Lisa into the Last Supper? It's unthinkable. It would absolutely destroy it. Comparison is a tactic of the enemy to keep us from the doors God is leading us to. Our enemy knows that if we spend our time looking for keys to doors that don't have our name on them, ours will remain unopened. I encourage you, have a zero tolerance policy in your heart for pride. Ask God to show you where pride is operating, and then ask Him to give you a greater revelation of who you are in Him. Because the antidote to pride is your identity in Christ. I pray that you would see yourself the way God sees you, that you would love yourself the way that He loves you. I heard Lisa Bevere say once, she said, "God does not love us equally. He loves us uniquely." That is so true. There is no other you in the entire world. Even if you're an identical twin, there is no one like you. In our next devotion, we are talking about faith. Faith is an action. Too often we think that we're waiting on God when actually He is waiting on us. So don't miss it. Also, if you don't have my book yet, you can grab it on my website. It's 30% off. You can also, if you'd like to invite me to speak at your church event or women's group, you can put in a request there on my website. It is jamienthompson.com. Thanks for being here, you guys. If this message taught you something, blessed you, ministered to you, help me get the word out. Share it, like, subscribe. I appreciate you.